Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Today's topic is about melatonin, sleep, and your heart. Now, this was a recent study published in November 2025 suggesting that melatonin supplements taken long-term may offer detrimental effects to the heart. Now, I've gotten some calls about this study from folks, and they want help. They need help sleeping, and they're looking for an alternative to their melatonin supplements. Well, is there an option here? Well, we're going to check it out. Let's talk about this study. The American Heart Association published their findings in November 2025 regarding how melatonin supplements can affect the heart. The report did spike concerns in melatonin users with suggested 3.5 times greater risk of heart failure and mortality for long-term use of melatonin. Now, the scientific definition of long-term is 12 months or longer. Now, the study findings involved 130,000 participants with insomnia that used melatonin for a year or longer, and those who did not use melatonin, so they had a control group. However, the study left out some important information that was sleep deprivation can cause heart failure regardless of using melatonin supplements. So here is the list of sister conditions that insomnia itself can produce: mental health issues like depression and anxiety, sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, diabetes, obesity, chronic pain, and heart disease. Now, Cleveland Clinic chimed in February 2023 and said these conditions can be both a cause of insomnia and consequence of sleep deprivation. And the American Heart Association's report admitted they can't prove that melatonin is the culprit for the heart health risk and therefore is essentially a theory. Yet they are scaring people into thinking they have a 90% increased risk of having heart failure and a 2.3 times higher risk of being hospitalized if they use melatonin supplements long term. Now, we have a quote here. This is from the American Heart Association, November 2025, and they say, "While the study cannot prove that melatonin directly causes these outcomes, the strong association raises important safety questions about long-term use of this popular sleep aid." Well, let's look at the melatonin effect. So the human body produces melatonin from the pineal gland, which regulates your circadian sleep cycle. And when the gland does not make sufficient melatonin, they turn over to the melatonin supplements for help. However, the quality of the supplement can vary, and most melatonin supplements are made from synthetics called tryptophan. Now, previously, melatonin was sourced from animal pineal glands, but it was kind of a risk of contamination, and now the synthetics are used instead. Well, in my opinion, a natural plant-based source is much safer and more closely resembles natural melatonin, and it's called phytotomamelatonin, and the critical difference is that it's plant-based melatonin, not animal synthetic melatonin. So it offers beneficial benefits for your heart. So there are what are called cardioprotective effects with the phytotomamelatonin source, the plant-based source. It also provides antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. And there are some nutraceutical versions of the plant-based melatonin, but they will include chemicals listed as fillers, binders, and flavor enhancers, such as artificial or natural sweeteners, and they will contain petrochemicals. All right, that's another quote from Symphony Health Institute 2025. They say, "Most commercially available synthetic melatonin supplements are produced using industrial chemical processes that may involve petrochemicals and other solvents. The final product may contain residual solvents or other contaminants if the manufacturing and purification processes are inadequate." And there's another possibility. Insomnia could also be due to a malfunctioning thyroid. The thyroid does produce hormones that can affect your sleep cycle. So if checking into your thyroid function, use a naturopath or a holistic physician and have them run 9 panels instead of just 1 thyroid panel, which is often just done by your MDs. So the additional 9 panels will give a bigger picture of how the thyroid is functioning. So you have plant options. There are plants that can help with melatonin levels in a much more natural, gentler way. And there are herbs that contain a natural occurring melatonin or phytomelatonin, such as valerian root, feverfew, St. John's wort, cat's claw, sage, black pepper, and peppermint. Now my preference is, well, it's valerian root. That's my number one go-to. It's also recommended for anxiety. But if depression is an issue, then St. John's wort may be a better option. And I would really not use several of these plants all at once. I would also use a high-quality product without any fillers, often found in tablets or capsules. And I prefer herbal tinctures or extracts for several reasons. They have a longer shelf life of 10 years. They're easy to adjust the dose, and they enter the blood system quickly, within 60 seconds. Now, insomnia is on the rise as more people have anxiety, panic attacks, depression, and really can't rest well. Over-the-counter sleep aids make the condition worse, and you have insomnia worse than when you started. Sleep apnea is also on the rise, and I would get, a diagnosis on your thyroid just to make sure that it's not a contributing factor. So uniquely popular is the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have naturally aged cold-pressed herbal liquids like valerian root, and it is a professional-grade substance. It's not a forced extracted, so it's more potent. So this is the kind of stuff your practitioners would sell you, like your naturopaths and holistic folks. So Apothecary Herbs has some options for you with regards to insomnia, melatonin, sleep apnea, anxiety, and depression. They offer the sleep apnea kit to help balance the thyroid if it's the thyroid contributing. They have a valerian root tincture, St. John's wort tincture. They have an emotional stress formula. So you might want to investigate their organic plant-based options. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International is 828-469-5972. And of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Request their free product catalog, be empowered, and take advantage of their newsletters, which will continue to educate you and keep you empowered. Options are always good. Well, I can see by the clock I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.